Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. It's season two of the Bruins Basketball Show, and happy to give you another season here. Johnny Gamet bringing you the first episode here as we talk to Coach Tony Miller, who's the assistant coach of the men's basketball program. Coach, it's another year is upon us.
Excited about it. Looking forward to it.
Let's talk about last year. Obviously, last year was, you know, a roller coaster of a year for you guys as a program. I remember, you know, I'm sure there were lots of times of tears and of frustration, and yet at the other side, elation and joy of what the guys were able to accomplish, especially with the trials that you guys went through last year. So let's just recap kind of, you know, towards the end of the season, because we had talked about in previous podcast episodes of, you know, the season and what was going on. But, you know, to be where you guys were at, region championship, really a couple of possessions, or really a halftime, I would say, away from repeating for the third time as region champs. How do you feel like you guys ended that regular season going into regionals?
And to be completely honest, I think we exceeded every expectation that I had. As soon as Chapman was hurt in that Johnson game, I just thought, what are we going to do the rest of the year? Shortly after he was hurt, I think it was about the next 10 minutes, I don't know that we scored a point. I think I was watching the clock and watching the scoreboard, and they went on like a 21-0 run, and I'm thinking, like, how are we ever going to score again? And this is only the second game of the year. But by the time we got to the second half of the season, guys really worked hard. It was one of those where multiple guys were in positions that they were just grateful to be in those spots. And I think when you have that sense of there's no entitlement, and it causes you to work harder, you have something to prove, whether or not, you know, you kind of are thinking that you do have something to prove to somebody else, to prove to the coaches, to prove to your teammates. Adding Cam at the break really helped inject a little bit more into things and gave us a little bit more depth. And so, you know, you talked about that regional game. We just kind of ran out of gas. Yeah. I mean, we had several people talk to me after the game from other schools, and they were like, man, you guys just, you couldn't make any shots. So the guys were tired, but they worked so hard. I told them last year at the end of the year, I said, this is probably since year one, the best defensive team that we've ever had. Yeah. Good defensive teams, a lot of times it's because they're not as good offensively, and so they make up for it on the defensive end. They worked hard, they listened, they were teachable. And so, I mean, it was a great group of guys to have. They played together. I think they really liked each other and enjoyed each other, which helped a lot. And then finishing the year, you know, at the national tournament and winning a game there and kind of getting a little retribution or payback for having lost to the same team just 2 weeks prior to that, and then having a good showing against, I mean, we played the top two teams in the country.
We did,
For a
eventual national champion.
Yeah, eventual
Grace,
national. And somehow we keep drawing the national champion in the first game
in
or the
our
final
own building.
Game. Yeah. So, I mean, we were right with them with, I don't know, late into the second half.
Yeah, I think it was 12-13 minutes left to go in the second half.
And then the same thing happened. We just ran out of gas. They made a lot of shots, so it wasn't just us, but guys had a really great showing there, won the next game, and then Randall just kind of, again, ran out of gas, and they had good athletes, and they were a really good team too. But, you know, to finish sixth in the country with, again, losing your point guards, playing with two players that were, we told at the beginning of the year, were going to be practice players. Just really proud of them. And I think it really sets us up well for this year. Yeah. So excited about this year too.
Yeah, I know we could talk about every single person on that team, but I want to point out, and just from a coach's perspective, want to get your opinion on this. But guys like John Allen, you know, Daniel Fuller, Cam that you mentioned, Cam McKennedy, those three guys in particular – maybe came into the season, Cam at semester, but came into the season with the expectation of, I'm going to be a support player. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a role player that comes off the bench, you know, and then John in particular is thrust into the starting point guard job within a couple of days of joining the team. And so just talk about, you know, those three guys in particular and their growth this season.
Yeah, John, I don't think had ever played point guard before.
Yeah.
So having to play your first game, he was either the first or the second game as a starter. You're playing against Gardner Webb, who took Virginia, was leading Virginia, the national champion, at the half in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Yeah. You know, that was huge for him. I think, again, will help him this year be able to be more effective because he had to go through that. So played really well in that position. Daniel, I believe, shot 43% from three-point range this year, which was incredible. And he's continued to work hard this offseason too, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then Cam, just you know, coming in, working hard. Again, a guy who transferred to us. Those transfers have been really special for us because they come here. They're grateful for the opportunity. They work hard. They're really low maintenance, which is which is great.
Well, they know the level of college basketball, the expectations of training and practice and all those kinds of things. And so that's it's different from a freshman who comes in who's never played college ball before, whereas these guys are like, hey, I've been here. I know what it's like.
Yes, absolutely. And just Cam's spirit. I mean, he's a great kid, and you can't help but like him. He's always got a smile on his face, always worked hard. So, you know, those three specifically, and there were other guys too, but, you know, those three specifically were really great surprises this first year.
You talked about, already alluded to it, but going into the off season, you know, a lot of people look at last season, and like you said, the exceeded expectations, I think, is a great mantra, because starting the season, we thought, hey, maybe we'll get back to the national championship, have a chance to go all the way this year. And then, you know, everything falls apart kind of the first weeks of the season. But to end the way that you guys did gives you a lot of momentum going into the summer. So talk about how that has carried over into the summer, into guys really, you know, owning their workouts and owning their off-season preparation.
Yeah, so certain guys that were out last year, Nate was cleared towards the end of the year, so he was able to start getting to work right practice with us towards the end of the year. Chapman was cleared about partway through the summer, so he's been able to get back to work. Having other guys here in town to work, it's different because of the schedule that we all have, and we try to prepare them to work out in the summertime. They're given, before they go home, evaluations. These are the drills you need to work on. This is what you need to do. And we're with them towards the beginning of the summer a little bit more, but as things get busy, they're on their own. And so they have to really own their game. And so I'm excited to see them when they all get back. Some of them have been here, some of them have been away, so I haven't seen them play at all. So to see them come back, it'll be interesting to see what it looks like and how those guys that played last year mesh well with the guys that were here before but were injured. And I think it'll be a really good mix. We got some older guys and then also some young guys. There's nothing in the middle. It's pretty much all either seniors or freshmen. So seeing those seniors and how they take leadership roles and kind of bring along the younger guys, it'll be fun.
We are the schedule is not officially released yet, but we do have some of the bones of the schedule at least together. Just talk about some of the, you know, some of the things that you're looking forward to. I know we got some D1s on the schedule this year, as well as, you know, we're starting that process of transitioning into NCAA Division III. And so talk maybe about that, about how that changes from a start date perspective to how you guys prepare to, because it is a shortened amount of time. It's not open-ended like it has been in the past.
Yeah, we can't start until October 15th as a team. So that will be interesting, because just 10 days later, we have our first scrimmage. And so, you know, trying to get those older guys to mesh with the younger guys and bring the younger guys up to speed in 10 days will be a feat. But it'll be a fun challenge. And then we start, and there's no kind of easing into things. I will say that the first game that we have on the schedule is over in Johnson, Tennessee, against the team that in NCCAA is always ranked in the top 10, top five. And I know they're bringing in some good guys too, so that will be tough. And then we start right after that with our D1s, and so we'll play several D1s this year. Like you said, as we transition to D3, we're playing in some D3 invitational tournaments towards the beginning of the year. So as usual, it'll be one of those that's kind of front loaded, and so I have no idea what our schedule or our record will be by the break, but you know, Coach Uara and I, we don't necessarily care about that, because it is about making that strong second half run and being prepared for the NCCAA tournament, and hopefully in the future here with the NCAA tournaments.
Now, one of the things that is different about this year is that, well, first of all, regionals is going to be here for the men's basketball South region. So we'll have the tournament here late part of February. And so that'll be a change from usually having nationals here to having regionals here. So let's talk about that first. Of, you know, the last couple of years, we've been successful, but we've had to be successful on the road.
Yeah, last time we were here for regionals, won the regional tournament. That was the first time that we had any kind of championship for our program, and so that'll be exciting to have that here again. That's always a good atmosphere. You know, having to do it on the road has been exciting, because when you win on the road, you know, you're usually playing against a hostile crowd. We had to play down in Pensacola and had to play them. We had to play last year. We usually somehow end up drawing the home team, especially in the first round, which is rather difficult. Last year we played Johnson, Florida down at their place in the first round of the regional tournament. So it'll be good to be able to play it here in South Carolina here at Bob Jones. And then going to nationals, hopefully, you know, depending on how well you do at regionals and maybe winning that or getting an at-large bid. That'll be out in Missouri. I've personally never been to Missouri, but I've heard it's a nice facility out there, and that should be an enjoyable trip, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously the Bruins basketball show is something that is in-depth about the men's basketball team. You made a note here in our notes that the goal this year, one of the goals this year, is to make sure that it's more regular and that the fans can really get the access to the players and those kinds of things. So you want to talk a little bit about some of the ideas that you have for that and being able to give that inside look to the program.
Yeah, as I said, just because with so many new guys getting the opportunity to know those guys, and so we'll have some interviews with them along the way, and then with our guys coming back, also doing some interviews with them and kind of being more regular so that you can keep up with them, whether that's on the road. We may do some things on the road while we're away at invitationals or playing. We talked about the schedule a little bit. We'll be on the road most of first semester, so you may not be able to kind of see the games in person, although several of the games are really close by. In Spartanburg, we have about three of them. In Spartanburg, I think it is, two or three of them scheduled. So they'll be close by, and you may not be able to attend those. So we want you to be able to get to know the guys some other way. So we're working on some things to hopefully kind of bring the podcast to life a little bit more.
Absolutely. Should be a lot of fun. This is the Bruins Basketball Show. Thanks for taking the time to listen.
Be sure to hit that subscribe button to keep up with the Bruins basketball team this year. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BJU Bruins MBB. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bruins Basketball Show.